Morning everyone, this is Isaiah Akinola, and here is a 3-minute conversation initiative, the Telegram podcast where we focus on short, meaningful discussions and valuable insight, and it's also an avenue to cover a range of topics, motivational messages, weekly life lessons, and faith-based reflection. So today, we are going to be looking at planning for the year. You know, a lot of things runs through your mind when you hear the word planning for the year. Some things it is just norms, some things it is just a cliche. Why do I need to plan for the year? It's just what everybody do. Some don't even follow it. But of course, you have this mindset. But the first thing you need to reorientate your mind with is the way you think about it. Understand that the way you think about things has the possibility of affecting every other thing or every other thing. So the first thing I'm going to tell you when you talk about planning for the year is, number one, be confident about your plan. Make your plans, align your plans with God, and be confident about it. Pay close attention to what God is telling you to do and be confident about it. That's number one. That nobody can talk you off. You understand your relationship with God, how you receive this land, and so therefore you are confident about it. Don't let friends talk you off your plans. Number two is positive mindset about the norms. Everybody can say, oh yeah, people write New Year resolution, New Year this, New Year that. But I tell you, you need to be positive. Have a positive mindset about your plans. Make plans for the year with the mindset that you are going to achieve these plans. Your mindset must be positive. This mindset is what will sink into your subconsciousness. And you keep saying it. You keep saying it till you see it coming to pass. So you must hold these two things in highest and be confident about your plans and have positive mindset about the norms. Everybody are doing, but you have a mindset. Once I do it, it's going to work. Okay. So this morning, I would like you to please put this in mind, and you are going to be preserved. God has blessed you. Keep exercising. Join me next time.